From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. There was talk that it would be Tuesday night, then it was scheduled for Saturday or Friday, on whatever day Hillary Clinton plans to, as she put it in a message to her supporters, speak about how together we can rally the party behind Senator Obama. Well, commentator Carrie Lucas of the Independent Women's Forum confesses that she has never been one of Clinton's supporters. She's noticing some fear about hurrying Clinton towards a concession, fear of being labeled a misogynist. Lucas thinks there is reverse sexism at work.
Hillary Clinton is slowly, finally bringing her active campaign to a close. Even some of her backers, like Representative Charles Rangel of New York, are lamenting that the candidate is taking so long. Here's what he said in an interview with ABC News. Unless she has some good reason, which I can't think of, I really think we ought to get on with the endorsements of Obama and dealing with what we have to deal with so we can move forward. Rangel is saying what it seems many Democrats have been thinking for weeks, but failed to voice, fearing the label of sexist. Many of Senator Clinton's most fervent supporters claim sexism doomed her candidacy. Yet while certainly, as a woman, Senator Clinton faced scrutiny that rarely haunts male candidates, even her feminist sisters-in-arms must recognize her gender was also an asset. For weeks, the delegate math has been clearly stacked against Senator Clinton, but many pundits, and indeed even her rival, have tiptoed around stating the obvious. It hasn't just been the end of the campaign, when Senator Clinton was feverishly calling on her fellow women to support her groundbreaking candidacy, that her gender has served as a sort of shield. Senator Clinton touted her experience as a reason to vote for her, yet it is only in comparison to first-term Senator Obama that Senator Clinton's experience could look impressive. After all, while it seems almost impolite to bring up, Senator Clinton's political experience has primarily been as wife of. Sure, she's now served as senator from New York, a state she never actually lived in before becoming their elected representative. But that achievement is diminished by the blindingly obvious fact that she would never have been elected for that position if it weren't for her husband having been president. Senator Clinton's campaign has been heralded as trailblazing. Certainly it is worth celebrating that a woman had such success in the presidential campaign arena. Furthermore, women should take comfort that her gender was far from the reason Senator Clinton's candidacy ultimately failed, and in fact, was a primary reason she got as far as she did.
That was Carrie Lucas of the Independent Women's Forum, which is a conservative think tank.